from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Not all oil palm plantation in Indonesia from deforested area, says Indonesian researcher. Indonesia-Guinea collaboration to improve aviation personnel capacity. Now the news in detail. Senior researcher at the Oil Palm Plantation Funding Agency within the Indonesian Ministry of Finance, Sultan M. Yusa, said not all oil palm plantation in Indonesia are from deforested land. In his presentation at the 3rd Jakarta International Conference of Multidisciplinary Studies for Creative Industries in Jakarta on Tuesday, Yusa said most oil palm plantations in Indonesia are from land that has been used for decades, such as agricultural and degraded lands. According to him, this is contrary to the European Union, which said that most of plantations in the country are from deforested land.
So it's not necessarily from forest right to plantation. So usually one way would be forest and then mining. And then when the mining concession is done, it will be abandoned land. And then the palm oil is trying to grow that abandoned land into green again. So mostly the deforestation issues here in Indonesia, not as how the European thinks.
Yusa further quoted a representative from the Indonesian embassy in Brussels, Belgium, highlighting differences in the definition of forests in Europe and Indonesia. According to him, while European countries define an area as a forest area and not a forest area, Indonesia has a broad definition of forest that depends on its intention. The European Union has issued the European Union Deforestation Regulation, which requires products like palm oil to be deforestation-free before entering the European market by later this year. Indonesia and Guinea are strengthening cooperation in the aviation sector by launching a special training program for Guinean aviation personnel. Head of the Transportation Human Resources Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Transportation, Subagio, on Monday evening explained the program is part of Indonesia's commitment to improving safety and skills in the aviation sector, as well as supporting the International Civil Aviation Organization's No Country Left Behind campaign. Subagio hopes this training will improve not only the technical competence of the participants, but also strengthen bilateral relations and future collaboration of both countries. Indonesian Minister of Investment and Downstream Rosan Perkasa Ruslani is optimistic that Chinese investment in Indonesia will continue to increase. Minister Rosan on Tuesday conveyed China is now one of the largest investors in Indonesia. He further said the government is committed to providing supportive and attractive facilities for foreign investors. Until September 2024, total Chinese government reached $34.19 billion, with the majority of investment spread outside Java, especially in central Sulawesi and north Maluku. Next, we have Indonesia-Canada Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement negotiations that were closed with the success of the Indonesian and Canadian negotiating teams in completing the entire text of the negotiating issues. Director General of International Trade Negotiations of the Indonesian Ministry of Trade, Jatmiko Bris Wicaksono, through his statement in Jakarta on Monday, pointed out the completion of the entire text of the negotiating issue makes the 10th round an important milestone of negotiation. It also indicates the negotiations have reached substantial agreement on all negotiating issues. Now we move to the international news. Jordan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Expatriates on Monday condemned statements by Israel's Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich instructing government staff to work on applying Israel's sovereignty over the occupied West Bank. As reported by ArabNews.com, Smotrich wrote on X on Monday that 2025, the year of sovereignty in Judea and Samaria, two biblical names Israeli government officials use to refer to Palestinian territories in the West Bank. The United States' newly elected President Donald Trump is doing exactly what his sweeping election win entitled him to do by systematically building a governing team in his own hardline MAGA image. As quoted by CNN.com, what may end up as the modern age's most right-wing West Wing will target Washington elites and undocumented migrants, seek to shred the regulatory state, and tell the rest of the world that from now on, it's America first. We end the news with Singapore and China that have signed 25 agreements at their annual APEC meeting, boosting cooperation in areas like trade, finance, and maritime, as they strengthen ties amid a troubled geopolitical climate. As quoted by CNA.com, the slew of memoranda of understanding and agreements was unveiled on Monday at a 20th Joint Council for Bilateral Cooperation meeting held at the Shangri-La Hotel in Singapore. Singapore Deputy Prime Minister Gan Kim Yong and visiting Chinese Vice Premier Ding Zhexiang co-chaired the meeting, which is the highest-level annual forum between China and Singapore. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's commentary highlights President Prabowo's visit to China and the United States. President Prabowo Subianto embarked on an official visit to China from 8 to 10 November, marking his first foreign engagement since taking office, succeeding Joko Widodo. President Prabowo's journey followed an invitation from the Chinese government. While in Beijing, he held direct discussions with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Premier Li Qiang, and Chairperson of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress, NPC, Zhao Leji. President Prabowo Subianto's state visit to China has yielded a number of concrete results in the fields of economics and business as well as foreign policy. Following his visit to China, President Prabowo traveled to the United States on Sunday. His agenda included several key meetings, notably one with the U.S. President Joe Biden. These visits highlight the significance of both China and the United States for Indonesia, politically and economically. Through this diplomatic outreach, President Prabowo is striving to establish strategic relationships with these two major powers aimed at bolstering Indonesia's stability and prosperity. In China, President Prabowo's discussions focus on economic cooperation, infrastructure, and maritime initiatives with an emphasis on strengthening the long-standing strategic partnership. Meanwhile, his meeting with President Joe Biden in the United States, which included discussions on security and trade, underscores Indonesia's commitment to balancing international relations amid global tensions. The visit reinforces Indonesia's pivotal role within the Asia-Pacific region. Well, listener, that's the commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
I'll start today in history with November the 12th, 1964, National Health Day celebrated for the first time. Indonesian National Health Day is celebrated every November the 12th. This day was created to increase public awareness to continue maintaining health. National Health Day was first celebrated on November the 12th, 1964 to remember the success in eradicating malaria. The background to the emergence of this day began in the 1950s, when many Indonesian people suffered from malaria. Hundreds of thousands of people died from this disease. The government then worked hard to eradicate malaria. This date was later commemorated as the first National Health Day on November the 12th, 1964. This is considered to be the starting point for the unity of all components of the nation in health development in Indonesia. Turning to November the 12, 1999, the earthquake in Duasce, Turkey. On November the 12, 1999, in Duasce, Turkey, an earthquake occurred at 6:57 local time with a magnitude of 7.2. This earthquake caused damage and at least 845 deaths. The epicenter was approximately 100 kilometers to the east of 1999 Izmit earthquake that also caused major damage. The second earthquake occurred in northern Anatolia. I'll end today in history with November the 12, 2010. The Asian Games began. The 20 and 10 Asian Games, also known as the 16 Asian Games, were a multi-sport event held in Guangzhou, People's Republic of China, from November the 12th to 27, 2010. Guangzhou was the second China city to host a large sport event after Beijing Olympics in 1990. A total of 9,704 athletes from 45 National Olympic Committees competed in 476 events across 42 sports and disciplines. The final medal tally was led by China with 199 gold medals, followed by South Korea in second place and Japan in third place. The opening and closing ceremonies were held along the Pearl River on Hanshinshia Island and was the first time in history that the opening ceremony of a major sporting event was not held inside a stadium. That was today in history.
Tinggalkan saja semua persoalan waktu kita sejenak untuk membebaskan pikiran dan biarkan terbang tinggi sampai melayang jauh menembus awan. Sementara tinggalkan semua aturan yang kadang terlalu mengikat dan tak beralasan man. Memang benar miman, kita perlu cooling down dan melonggarkan pakaian.
anak kecil yang berlari bertanjang bebas, keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas, tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum buas. Yang penting semua senang kawan sejak kehadiran. Bumi terkekeh riang, gadaku berdentang. Didididom, dididom, dege-degan daga digiduk. Biarkan tubuh tersiram hujan yang lebat dan pekat di bawah naungan awanan gelap. Terkadang menyilaukan dikala kilat lewat. Apakah kita kan selalu bersama-sama kawan? Apakah kita kan selalu berjalan beriringan? Masih di dalam lebatnya hujan kita berjalan bersamamu. Kita akan tebarkan senyuman. Yang berlari bertanjang bebas, keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas, tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum buas. Yang penting semua senang kawan sejak kehadiran. Bumi terkekeh riang, gadaku berdentang. Dididididom, dididom, dege-degan daga digiduk. Dan biarkan tubuh tersiram hujan yang lebat dan pekat di bawah naungan awanan gelap. Terkadang menyilaukan dikala kilat lewat. Apakah kita kan selalu bersama-sama kawan? Apakah kita kan selalu berjalan beriringan? Masih di dalam lebatnya hujan kita berjalan bersamamu. Kita akan tebarkan senyuman.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
My Indonesia Today is on Indonesia and Canada successfully resolve all issues in negotiations. The Indonesia-Canada Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement negotiations held from November the 4th to 8th have reached a substantial agreement on the content at the conclusion of the 10th round of the negotiations in Bandung on November the 8th. Director General for International Trade Negotiation at the Ministry of Trade, Yatmiko Briswicaksono, said that the negotiations were concluded with the Indonesian and Canadian negotiating teams successfully finalized the entire text of the negotiating issues. In a statement released by the Indonesian Ministry of Trade on Monday, Yatmiko Wicaksono outlined the resolved issues. They include trade in goods, services, investment, small and medium enterprises, government procurement, intellectual property, and sustainable development. He said that substantively, all negotiating issues have been agreed upon by both Indonesia and Canada, adding that the 10th round of the Indonesia-Canada negotiations reflects a strong spirit of collaboration between the two countries. He appreciates the dedication and hard work of the two negotiating teams who have been at work for the past 2 years. The two countries have been negotiating intensively since 2022. Meanwhile, Canada's Assistant Deputy Minister of Global Affairs and head of the Canadian delegation, Aaron Flower, said that the commitment of both countries during the negotiations was an affirmation of the importance of a comprehensive trade agreement. According to Fowler, this achievement will further strengthen the established economic relationship between Indonesia and Canada. The joint effort is expected to bring significant benefits for both countries in the future. Next step will include resolving certain technical issues. The substantive conclusion of the Indonesia-Canada Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement is expected to be announced by the leaders of both countries at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation or APEC Summit on November the 15th. In addition, trade ministers from both countries will follow up the announcement by signing the joint ministerial statement on the conclusion of the Indonesia-Canada Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. The signing is expected to take place during the Canadian government trade mission visit to Jakarta on December the 2nd. Yatmiko explained several key benefits of the agreement, including increased access to trade in goods and services in the North American market, enhanced potential for Canadian investment in Indonesia, and expanded opportunities for economic cooperation between the two nations. These opportunities are particularly relevant to the critical mineral sector, health standards, and product safety. That was my Indonesia Today.
Bayangmu Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, visiting Aceh is a must if you are a coffee enthusiast. There, you'll find numerous coffee shops serving the unique flavors of Aceh coffee. Usually, coffee is served hot in a cup or glass, but you'll find something unique in some Aceh West Coast coffee shops. When you order coffee there, it's served upside down with the glass facing down on the plate. The locals call this specialty kopi kop or kop coffee, which means upside down coffee. The way of serving kopi kop was inspired by the shape of the hat worn by Indonesian national hero Tengku Umar. This method of serving coffee has been around since the colonial era when Tengku Umar was leading his guerrilla warfare. It is said that before his last battle, Tengku Umar told his right-hand man, "Bengoh singoh getanyo jeb kopi dekede melaboh atawa ulon akan syahid," which means, "Tomorrow morning, we will drink coffee at Melaboh, or I will become a martyr." This serving continues to remind people, especially in the Melaboh, of the legendary hero Tengku Umar. In addition to being inspired by his hat, serving coffee upside down makes it remain hot. Listener, kopi kop is made with coarsely ground Robusta coffee beans. It's usually enjoyed with added sugar or nen or milk for a smoother and sweeter taste. To drink kopi kop, a straw is placed between the glass and the plate. You can gently blow on the straw on the upside down glass so that the coffee slowly seeps out and fills the small plate. Afterward, you can sip the coffee using the straw or directly from the plate. At coffee shops in Aceh, you can enjoy this coffee cold or hot. At the coffee shops in Aceh, you can enjoy this coffee cold or hot with affordable cost ranging from 10 to 15,000 rupiah or around $1 per serving. Well, listener, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sayang pada
padamu. Aku sayang padamu.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is
di balik papan,
which means in balik papan. You will listen to a conversations about
asik, asik,
which means fantastic. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a biker. Chris was making a travel vlog on a motorcycle from Banjarmasin to Balikpapan. Chris was expressing his excitement when finding a small shop to take rest. Let's listen to the conversations.
Kira-kira 2 jam lagi kita akan tiba di Balikpapan. Sekarang saya ada di daerah Labangka. Asyik, itu ada warung untuk beristirahat. Kebetulan saya lapar. Mari kita lihat menu di sana.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. My colleague Ranov will say it 2 times slowly, and please after her.
Asik, asik.
Which means fantastic.
Ada, ada.
Which means there is.
Warung, warung.
Which means small shop.
Beristirahat, beristirahat.
Which means take rest.
Asik, itu ada warung untuk beristirahat. Asik, itu ada warung untuk beristirahat.
Which means fantastic. There is a small shop to take rest.
2 jam. 2 jam.
Which means 2 hours.
Tiba, tiba.
Which means suddenly.
Di Balikpapan. Di Balikpapan.
Which means in Balikpapan.
Daerah. Daerah.
Which means region or daerah.
Kebetulan. Kebetulan.
Which means coincidentally.
Lapar. Lapar.
Which means hungry.
Menu. Menu.
Which means menu. In these conversations, you will listen to the expressions.
Asik, itu ada warung untuk beristirahat. Asik, itu ada warung untuk beristirahat.
Which means fantastic. There is a small shop to take rest. In that, there is the word
asik, asik,
which means fantastic. And this is used to express joy over something. In this sentence, the word
asik, asik,
which means fantastic, was followed by an expression about something that sparks joy. In this case,
ada warung untuk beristirahat. Ada warung untuk beristirahat.
Which means there is a small shop to take rest. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using exclamations.
Asik, bulan depan saya pergi ke Jepang. Asik, bulan depan saya pergi ke Jepang.
Which means fantastic. I'm going to Japan next month.
Asik, saya mendapat hadiah. Asik, saya mendapat hadiah.
Which means fantastic. I got a present. In these conversations, the word
asik, asik,
which means fantastic, is an exclamation to express joy over something. But in another case,
asik
means focus or busy on something too much. For instance,
dia sedang asik mengedit video. Dia sedang asik mengedit video.
Which means he is so busy editing the video. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversations.
Kira-kira 2 jam lagi kita akan tiba di Balikpapan. Sekarang saya ada di daerah Labangka. Asyik, itu ada warung untuk beristirahat. Kebetulan saya lapar. Mari kita lihat menu di sana.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
asyik, asyik,
which means fantastic. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov. Sampai jumpa.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Joget Mandi Safar by Usman Bengkalis. The song Joget Mandi Safar or Safar Shower was created by USB M. Rizal Ical and Usman Bengkalis. The lyrics tell the story of Rupat Island in Riau Province, which is described as having the charm of natural beauty, the hospitality of the people, and the tradition of Mandi Safar. Mandi Safar is a bathing tradition of the Malay people in the month of Safar, which is the second month in the Islamic Hijri calendar. This tradition is carried out to ask for blessings from God. In the lyrics, there is hope that this tradition will continue to be preserved so it will not be lost to time. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Joget Mandi Safar by Usman Bengkalis. Happy listening!
Marilah kawan kita semua pergi tamasya ke Pulau Rupat. Lihatlah beting luas terbentang, pesona alam tiada dua. Orangnya ramah, pantainya indah, punya tradisi oh mandi safar. Dikucah air, dikucah, disiram sekujur badan. Hilanglah letih dan lelah, pikiran menjadi nyaman. Di bulan Safar, sirap ucapu, duduklah anak jenjang berjenjang. Tua dan muda berhimpun pepan, mandi Safar mencari berkah. Disiram si kumbo taman, gelisah jangan gelisah, yang lalu jadi kenangan. Budaya bangsa janganlah hilang, sudah menjadi warisan kita. Sama-samalah dilestarikan agar tak hilang di zaman. Mandi Safar jadi tradisi, memohon berkat pada Ilahi. Ditepuk tepunglah tawar, disiram si air mawar, racun pun dapat ditawar, hilanglah segala sukar. Safar sirap ucapu, duduklah anak jenjang berjenjang. Tua dan muda berhimpun pepat, mandi Safar mencari berkah. Bunga di taman berangkai-rangkai, molek diracik si bunga rampai. Bunga di taman berangkai-rangkai, molek diracik si bunga rampai. Dikucah air, dikucah, disiram si kumbo taman. Gelisah, jangan gelisah, yang lalu jadi kenangan. Budaya bangsa janganlah hilang, sudah menjadi warisan kita. Sama-samalah agar tak hilang di telan.
ditepuk tepunglah tawar, disiram si air mawar, racun pun dapat ditawar, hilanglah segala sukar. Dikucah air dikucah, disiram si kumbo taman, gelisah jangan gelisah, yang lalu jadi kenangan.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.